that time, yeah.
Yeah, but hey, if you're up and about at around midnight, and this is not a promotion or anything, like I'm not gaining anything from this. I'm just saying, it's cool. Like, the Somerville Theater is playing a lot of awesome movies. Mad Max Fury Road is this weekend. They're doing Galaxy Quest soon. You know, take a buddy. Maybe take someone who hasn't seen any of these good movies and go see them. You know, have
some
fun. You know
what? Take your kids to the Somerville Theater just so they can see what movie theaters were like in the old days.
It's true.
You know, the newer theaters are great. Don't get me wrong. They're nice and comfortable and the sound and everything. But it's kind of cool just for a retro feel of going to see a movie, what it was like.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Davis Square, right down the street from here. So, If I had the energy to stay up, you know, till 2 in the morning to see these movies, I totally would.
What else is playing, you know, off the top of your head, or?
I don't remember anything else, but, I mean, Galaxy Quest, you know, that's a great movie. A lot of people appreciate that one. And I think they're doing, like, a career respective of Jack Nicholson.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that started yet, but they're just going to go through his filmography, either showing all of his movies or just about all of them, at least like the critically acclaimed ones, you know, Five Easy Pieces and Easy Rider and all those awesome movies.
Okay.
All the way up to current day till like The Departed, which was like the last thing that he did that was kind of relevant. And he did like one more comedy after that that I think bombed.
This is going to be, I keep coming on here and saying controversial things, but The Departed's a terrible movie. It's a terrible movie, in my opinion.
You and I have had this discussion before, and I completely understand where you are coming from. I do disagree. I'm not disagreeing that there aren't flaws. I just think that the good things about it kind of outshine the rest. I think it's very well directed, and I think it's really interesting. There's little details in it, like in every death scene for every character, you can find an X somewhere in the frame.
Oh.
It's like visual foreshadowing.
Okay.
And it's not something you'd pick up on, you know, the first time you're watching it, but I just read that bit of trivia and then I watched it. I was like, oh, there it is. I think the acting is really good.
The acting is good. It is very, very good. Actually, Leonardo DiCaprio, I think that was his best acted film.
You could certainly argue that. I thought he was tremendous in that.
Yeah, he was. I can't. Mark Wahlberg, though, I just can't.
Yeah, I don't think he's the best actor, but
he was,
you know.
Boogie Nights.
I think Boogie Nights was the best thing he ever did.
He's phenomenal in Boogie Nights.
I know, yeah.
But that I'm was just trying to think of what else.
That was what, 1997?
Yeah,
that's a long time ago.
And he was really new into acting at the time.
He was.
I think he'd only done Basketball Diaries and like maybe that one with Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, probably. Time. And then he did Fear. I can't remember if that was before or after.
Oh, isn't that what it was? Fear?
Was it Fear? Was that Alicia Silverstone?
I don't know.
Or was that Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, yeah. Reese Witherspoon, where he's the bad boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know. I still think it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I think you should check it out. But anyways, yeah. So, Jack Nicholson movies. I don't know what else, but I know that you can
find... Do the Right
Thing
they're playing.
Oh, I love Do the Right Thing. Yeah. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. Spike Lee's best, for sure.
Maybe we should play some Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Isn't that... What's the song from Fight the Power?
Fight the Power, in that movie? That was in the opening credits of Do the Right Thing, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to bring you guys some Public Enemy in a minute, but maybe first, what do you got on deck?
On deck? I don't know. I haven't selected anything in particular yet.
All right, then I think we should just do Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
We're just going to go Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Because
I used to love Public Enemy when I was younger. I wanted to get the Public Enemy the logo tattooed on my chest. That's
really?
How hard I was into Public Enemy in 1989,
it is
1990.
Never too late, man.
I know, man. Maybe I will get that. It's like the scope and the guy in the scope. That's what it is. Very
That's
intense.
So cool.
It'd be a very intense tattoo.
All right, everybody. Well, fight the power.
that beat. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with health, is that the rhyme? Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange. People, people, we all the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this? My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. Don't rush the show. In order to fight the powers that be, fight the power, 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 fight the power. We got to fight the power that be.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
Thank you. We don't need drugs, just the two of us.
I want to give a little, whoops.
Whoa, something's, that's a feedback.
Feedbacking there.
What is that feedback? There we go.
Nope, something's still feedbacking.
I think we're good now.
Oh, good.
Anyways, so you were just listening to Freeland. Is that what they were called?
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my friend Heather down in Florida. She introduced me to that song way back when. It's amazing. She had really good taste in music.
I just learned that the vocalist in that, she is the lead singer of this band I like called The Distillers.
Okay.
We were just talking about that. I actually have The Distillers on my playlist. They're good. They put out, I want to say, the majority of their work in the early 2000s, but they actually just came to Boston, I think, in May. They played at the Royale.
Okay.
And I wanted to make it, but I think I had to work or something. I couldn't make it. But maybe one of these days.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them. They're
Wasn't
good.
She married to Queens of the Stone Age, Josh Homme? Wasn't that a thing?
I thought she was with, what's his name? Something Armstrong from Rancid.
I think that might have been both.
Really?
I think she might have been with both.
Interesting.
I could be wrong. Somebody call in and let us know the truth of this. I don't want to Google. I'm way too lazy.
Or just call in with your request or to say hi. It's 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I've got another PSA for you guys.
Danny's going to take this one away.
Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I want to find out that there's a treasure trove of me being videoed without my consent.
I mean, it's possible. You know why? So I actually do, you know, I have my laptop here. I actually have it covered. You want to know why I have it covered? One reason.
I know why, but go on.
No. The one reason is that there's that picture out there of Mark Zuckerberg who covers his. And I just feel like if Zuckerberg covers his, maybe, you know, maybe it's in our best interest if we do that too.
Yeah, because Zuckerberg's listening to all your conversations
waiting,
on your phone.
Waiting for us to talk about Facebook.
Yeah, he literally is waiting for this moment.
Oh, they like The Distillers also just list to them on Facebook.
I'm surprised he hasn't called in yet to recommend a song.
I know, Mark. Come on.
Before we even said it, because he could hear us talking off air because he's listening on the phone.
It's true. He's always listening.
He's always listening.
Zuckerberg is always listening. You know what I actually do? So I don't use opaque tape. What I did, and I saw this, I think, on Reddit as like a life pro tip. I took a hole puncher and a post-it note, and I hole punched like the sticky part. So now I got a perfectly round little sticker that I put right on. It perfectly covers the cam.
Because you're never going to use your webcam.
I mean, I'll take it off if I have to, but what else am I going to use it for?
Right. Filming yourself.
I guess. But that's what cameras are for. I have a camera. Everybody, nice camera.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of you as a webcam boy. that's all I can see.
Just radio for now. But
yeah, no, it's just a stepping stone.
Who knows what the future can hold.
Career. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, well, the time is 2:23. Still waiting on that rain. We've been trying real hard over here at WMFO to will that rain into existence because for some reason, I really like the rain. And since it's not raining, I hope everyone out there is having a great, glorious day. It's a little cooler than it was yesterday, you know, which is kind of nice because for me personally, once it gets above like 75, I start to get out of my comfort zone a little bit, start to get a little too hot. I think the 70s are like where you want it to be, and I'm not sure where it is now, but there was a nice breeze when we got in here earlier.
There was.
So I hope everyone's out there. You know, it's Sunday. Hopefully you're seeing some family or friends and doing cool things.
What's your summer song?
My summer song?
Like, if you had to pick a definitive summer song, what would it be? Or do you have that up? Or any actually, it doesn't have to be definitive. It could just be a summer song.
That is, it's tough to answer, but I will tell you this. The way I listen to my music, I have seasonal bands.
Okay.
Bands that I really like to listen to or artists or whoever. In the summer, I have them especially for the fall. And
yep.
Then I have some in the winter, too. It's just, I don't know if I could pick a definitive song for you. But
all right, give me a summer band. Give me one.
Definitely something on the happier side. Like,
okay,
you know what's an interesting band that covers all the seasons for me is The National.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're really good in the winter, but some of their songs are really good in the spring and the summer. It just depends on, like, which album. I think more the High Violet stuff is more maybe, like, spring and summer, whereas, like, Boxer is maybe more fall, winterish, at least for me.
I can see it. No, I can see it.
You know?
I think even with the tones of their album covers, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Boxer being a dark, darker,
exactly.
Whereas High Violet was Violet and and white.
And white, yeah. And then Trouble Will Find Me was white. And Trouble Will Find Me for me is like spring. Like once once the weather starts getting better, when it's cold in the winter and then it starts to get up to like the 50s and 60s or whatever, that's when I bust out all this music that's like, because you know me, I listen to a lot of like sad music actually. But that's when I break out all the happy music is when the weather starts getting better. A good summer band for me is I have to go back because I used to listen to these guys when I was younger. It's this band called Envy on the Coast. Have you ever heard of them?
No, I don't know those guys.
Okay, they put out like a couple of albums, and then they broke up, I want to say, in like 2010, and I used to listen to them around then. And when I think of those guys, when I hear that music, I literally just remember me like driving around in my car when I got my license for the first time and I got my first car, or like my old friends and I sometimes we used to like drive down to the Cape and we would listen to Envy on the Coast, or we would just drive in the area, you know, windows down, listening to this band. So for me, immediately, I like, if I hear even a single second of a song from that band, I'm like transported back to those summers in the cars and stuff.
Why don't you dial one of those up right now, and then I will follow it with one of my summer songs, and we'll see how you all feel out there.
All right, yeah, we're hot for the summer here. You know what's a good summer song is one of the newest Childish Gambino songs.
Oh, You Can Feel It in the Air, It's Summer. That's a great. But actually, maybe we should do that first.
All right. We're
gonna
do that song first because that is good. It's just.
It was unexpected considering a lot of the other Childish Gambino, like Bonfire and This Is America.
Yeah.
I didn't really know he was going to go that sort of...
You know what? He doesn't limit himself. He can do anything he wants.
Is it true that he said he's going to stop doing music soon? That would be a shame.
I don't know. I haven't heard that. But you would probably know better than I.
I don't know. I just had heard a rumor that he was going to stop doing music soon, which would be a real bummer. Yeah.
It would be, but, you know... He's got a lot on his plate. You know, have you ever watched Atlanta? That's a great show.
No, I heard it's amazing. But
yeah, it's awesome. And you know, he just recently did a Star Wars film, so I'm sure he's got his reasons. And also, I think he treats music like, you know, an actual like an artist, as opposed to just somebody trying to make money. I don't think he's doing music for the money. I think it's for expression. And then once you express what you need to express through music, and you don't got anything, then you take a break or whatever.
I agree.
You know,
that makes sense.
And I respect that. All right, so we are going to go right on to some Childish Gambino and nice summer music, even though the sun's not out. We'll be back shortly.
I feel like summer. Never without taking. The best was yet to come. I know, for I was forsaken. So I kept my fingers crossed to win at any cost. The sound
Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. No, no. We don't got to lie. Nothing feels better than this.
Come on down in your arms.
All right, and we're back, everybody. We successfully willed the rain into existence. And
Danny's a magician.
By, like, look at it. It is pouring.
Pouring.
Like, I don't know if you guys, like, heard that thunder wherever you are, in your cars, in your homes, wherever.
The only thunder they heard is the thunder of our amazing music that we've been playing.
Yeah, that's the only thunder that matters. But, yeah, so I'm glad it's finally raining, although the show is about to come to a close, and now we have to go home in this rain.
I know.
So I wish the timing worked out a little better there, but that's okay. You know, we got what we wanted. We, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Hope you guys liked the music that we played for you. We've only got a few minutes left here. I will be coming back here, actually, 8 o'clock tonight till 10 p.m. With another guest, so feel free to tune in. Later on this evening,
We will see you again Tuesday night with Kayla's show.
Yeah, with Kayla's show. That's Black Stripes of White Keys Tuesday nights at 10. We will both be there playing some of those tunes that you love. You know,
heck yeah, man, heck yeah.
We switched up the genres a lot today,
we did.
And I really liked that. You know, it's good to broaden the horizons. You know, not to you know, kind of box yourself into one specific thing. Why confine ourselves, you know?
Yeah, I can't just play how anybody music. Listens to just, like, you know, specific genres.
Yeah.
I only like X, Y, and Z. I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
There's no bad genre. There's just bad artists.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed. Although, I don't know how many country artists I like, but I'm not saying that there is a good country out there.
Oh, my friend, I will bring you down the country road that you will love.
No, like, please do. I want there to be country that I like. I just
well, you liked that
yet.
Sal San Gabriel song earlier, and that would be filed under, like, probably alt-country.
Would it really?
To a bit.
I mean, yeah, that was I guess I could see that.
It had a tint of it. I wouldn't say they were, you know. I mean, a lot of the influence that has gone out to a lot of, like, the alt-country bands isn't exactly country, but it's in there. Or Americana is probably more of the correct term that they use nowadays.
Okay. That sounds about right.
I don't know what you kids do out there for naming things.
But no, that was a good song. But as I like to tell people, you know, when I'm on, especially, you know, when Mike is on, we generally play a lot of variations of alternative rock, but
sure,
really anything goes. However, if you happen to know what shoegaze or dream pop is, then this is the show for you, because
you will enjoy a lot of the selections we'll play.
Yeah, we play a lot of those good bands.
Oh, and just to let you guys know again, you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Danny.
And I'm Mike.
Thank you for listening with us today. We're going to let you go. Reminder, I will be back again at 8 o'clock tonight with my buddy Frankie. We're going to have a good old time. I hope you guys out there continue to enjoy the rest of your day, even though it's raining. Watch something good on TV. Eat some good food. See your loved ones. Do whatever you got to do. We will see you guys soon.
Just love each other and smell you later.
Love each other. Be good to each other. And hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Last night we put on an epic light show.
Yeah, we did.
The crowd loved us. We love the crowd.
Wait, but there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? All eight of their eyes lit up brighter than ours. And we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that one girl, she looked like she'd never seen glow in the dark like this before, and we invented glow in the dark.
Yeah, we invented it.
And we're going to be out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you.
Woohoo!
So come check us out.
Check us out.
And bring your kid all ages show. Oh, but don't bring any of those glass jars, because they make us kind of nervous.
Yeah, and I'm super claustrophobic.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
See you later!
Yeah, see you soon!
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.